that's me. Hello, sir?
Hello, how are you today?
Yes, well, I'm fine. The Honorable Mr. Neal is going to serve as the lead for your hearing, so just hold on. He will be talking with you very shortly, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, sir, could you state your full name and your ADC number for the record, please?
My name is Tyler Sendecki. My ADC number is 309-218.
Thank you. You're appearing for the area of the board to be taking comments in this afternoon in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman, Honorable Louis Thomas, and my name is David Bloom. I'll be your hearing lead today. Also with us is Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today.
Okay.
So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the board hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
Now that form you notified your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain license attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
All right, we'll swear you to Mr. Westby in at this time. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated, and if they've been violated in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false.
Yes, sir.
All right. So allegation number one is violation of order on condition of supervision number 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to report to Black Canyon Regional Parole Office, BCRO, located at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, by the next work day on or about April 27, 2018, after your discharge from V-Ray on April 26, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Sendecki, I'm going to move to find that he's delinquent as he violated the term of condition of his supervision and that he may have lapses or back lapses in the criminal aid of the company.
Second.
Okay.
No, sir, I have not.
Okay, sir, hang on. When we go to phase two, you'll have ample opportunity to discuss this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, no problem. Okay, so, sir, we're going to move to phase two in a minute or two, but first, Mr. Westby's going to give us some background information. So, let's stay on the phone, and I'll get right back with you.
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
On September 11, 2017, Mr. Sendecki was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested August 2, 2018 by the Benton County Sheriff's Office in Arkansas. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on August 16, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of October 16, 2018, 98 abstention days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There is no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 2013, controlled substance violation, California, county jail. All other arrests resulted in charges that were dismissed. His community risk score is a G1B2.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Sendecki.
Yes, sir.
We're going to go over a summary of your case supervision now.
Okay.
So, you were released to reside at Reborn Assistance, 2546 West Orange, within Phoenix. And you were granted permission to move after finishing SAGE to 34943 North 30th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes, sir.
And later, they discovered that you had left that residence. You were then moved to Vivre, located at 2501 North Elm Street, and that's where you resided until you absconded. So, why did you leave Vivre?
I ended up getting very depressed. It's not really an excuse as to why I did it. I know my actions were wrong and I should have done otherwise, but I got into a deep state of depression, which made me very suicidal at the time, and I didn't know what to do at that time. Like I said, my actions were not right, and I know I should have done better than what I did, and I should have reached out to help to my community in Phoenix, Arizona. But at that time, I had reached to my mom, and I told her what was going on, and at that time, like I said, I wasn't thinking correctly. And knowing what I should have done, instead I chose to do the wrong thing, which isn't always helpful in my situation, but there's nothing I can really do about that other than say that I'm better and I know where I'm at and I know what I can, what I should be doing, and that's all I can really say about that is.
Okay. So,
and I haven't relapsed, I haven't done anything bad, I haven't gone back into any crimes, any of that. That's not my life, that's not what I want to be doing.
Okay,
I have
well,
any...
Hang on. Okay, so you were assigned a task under the color Navy and was later changed to MOS.
Yep.
You were called for 19 days while you're on parole. Now I've got 9 listed, so according to this, you had 10 negatives, but you had 4 positives for marijuana, and one was also positive for alcohol, and another was also positive for amphetamines, and you had 5 of those 9 that you didn't produce. So apparently you had an issue with at least with marijuana and some amphetamines. But here's my big question for you. Why did you go to Arkansas?
Because that's where my mom is. That's where my whole family is. This whole entire time that I've been down, I've been depressed because, one, my grandma's been doing really bad. She's not doing well. So it was just many things. And like I said, I had called my mom and I told her how I was feeling because I was very suicidal at that point. I just felt that I wasn't doing right, and now with the fact that I wasn't doing drugs or anything like that, at that point I was already 3 months, 4 months sober due to the things of my parole officer I appreciate very much for what he's done to me. But it was just the fact that me being suicidal and me hurting the way I was, I didn't know what else to do, and my mom thought that I needed to see my family. That would be the best thing for me to do at that point. Was it the right thing? No, it wasn't the right thing. I should have stayed. I should have voiced out to my parole officer. I should have voiced out to a counselor who could have helped me through my depression. Was I thinking correctly? No, I wasn't. And, you know, I have to, at the end of the day, I'm a grown man. I have to accept my consequences. But I just feel at the same time that I have goals and I have aspirations. And I wish that I would have realized this sooner than later. But at the same time, it's better later than never.
Okay. So what were you doing when you got arrested in Arkansas?
I was working.
And they just came to your place of employment and picked you up?
No, what it was we were driving to the restroom because we had just came back from lunch. I was doing roofing, working for a roofing company. And we had just came back from lunch, and me and this other guy that I was working with had to use the restroom, but obviously we can't use the restroom at the customer's house because that's not professional. So we had to go back to a gas station to use the restroom. When we pulled into the gas station, we were getting pulled over. And at that point, I let them know, hey, you know, I am from Arizona and I'm sure I have a warrant out for the rest of my guys don't know. And I gave them my name and everything, let them know. And at that point, they detained me and they put me to Clinton County. Not under any criminal charges. I didn't catch anything. I didn't have anything. It was nothing bad that I was doing. I was working and that was it.
Well, there's something bad. You just left the state of Arizona.
That part, yes.
Community supervision.
That would be the best way. But my whole plan was never to leave. I mean, not to leave, but my whole plan was not to stay gone for long. I knew I was going to come back here, but see, the whole thing was me coming back to prison was part of my suicidalness, was why I had a huge problem with it. And even though I knew I had to, it was hard for something for me to accept. because I've had a very hard time being in Arizona State Prison because of my sexuality, and I've had to go through a bunch of yards because of it. So in my mind, I was like, you know, I'd rather be dead than come back to this prison. But that's why I went to my mom, because my mom helped me realize that, you know what, this is what happens. You're a grown man. You need to own up to your consequences. You need to own up to what you did. And it really sucks, because all I had to do was really just go call into my parole officer and talk to him, and I wouldn't be in this situation now.
Right.
So it hurts me, but at the same time, you know, like I said, I'm a grown man and I have to accept my consequences. I just hope that I can somehow convince you guys, or that I'm not going on the run. I don't want to have a tail. I don't want to have any more problems. Like I said, I have goals and aspirations, and I have things that I want to achieve in my life, and I can't achieve any of those things that I want to do if I'm stuck doing this and repeating the same old thing and living the same life. You know, I don't want all that.
Okay. All right. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you at this time.
Okay.
Okay. No questions from my fellow board members. We're nearing the end of your hearing, sir, and the board will be going into discussion to make a determination in a couple of minutes. But before we do that, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else that you think might be relevant to our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat information we've already discussed. Okay?
All I'd like to say is thank you for all your ready time, and thank you for taking so much consideration, and that's all I really have to say is just thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're going to be going into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think that we're addressing you, but we won't be. So we ask that you stay on the phone, but remain silent, and you can hear the whole conversation. Once we've made a determination, I'll get back with you, and we'll finish this up, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're now in discussion. Well, this is unfortunate for Mr. Sandecki. It sounds like he knows the consequences of his ways, but I guess the 98 days, and they happen to be a lot of them, if not all of them, in Arkansas, I just can't get past that. He only has 27 days left anyway, so I think the best thing is for him to stay where he's at, make a plan so that when he gets out, he can go back to Arkansas and not have to stay in Arizona, will be accountable to DOC here. But I'm open to listen to any discussion from my fellow board members. Okay, so based on all the information, we're on number 2018W1443. Mr. Sandecki's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to move to the committee supervision of Mr. Sandecki, as he was delinquent and violated terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse and Mr. Canomas. Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You only have, from the information we have, you only have about 27 days left to finish your sentence. Then you won't have to report to a parole officer or anything else. You can head to Arkansas where your mother's at and your family's at, and hopefully with that kind of support, you can make sure you stay sober and that you stay out of trouble and never get back in anybody's prison.
Yes, yes.
Okay?
All right, thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. This is the hearing.
All right.